pays, she pays. Why is this still an ongoing thingy? Episode number 51. Today's episode of the Keep It 100 Girl Show is brought to you by Target. This week at Target is all about the furniture. With the holiday season upon us, it's a good time to spend your moolah wisely. Target is having a week-long promotion where each day this week, you're going to have a different sale. Let's run through it real quick. Sunday, 30% off bar stools. Monday, 35% off all furniture. Tuesday, you get 30% off living room furniture. Wednesday, 30% off dining and accent chairs. Thursday, 30% off office furniture. Friday, 30% off bedroom furniture. And lastly, Saturday, 30% off your kids' furniture. So for easy access, you can find the Target shopping link to all of these sales located in the show notes. You can find them like this. You just go on your mobile phone or your desktop and you look for the episode title. Right next to that, you're going to see three periods. Click on them. You're going to see a bunch of choices pull up and you're going to select view full description. Voila, that's it. If you're old school, just head on over to ninababel.com/podcast and you're going to look for the Target shopping link located under episode number 51. Welcome back to the Keep It 100 Girl podcast. As always, thank you so much for listening in this week and every week. Broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., and I'm your host, Nina Babel, and if you're joining me for the first time, I help women, and today especially you men, celebrate embarrassment in their lives. This is where I get both men and women to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, even if it's totally embarrassing or super cray-cray. People want raw. They want real and raw. And if you weren't taught, we need to educate ourselves. If you're a woman who's dying to know what other women are thinking, but not saying out loud. And similarly, if you're a man dying to know what us women are thinking, but not telling you, don't you effing move, because you know what? You're in the right place. Now that I'm over 50, ha! Psych. That's not my age, people. On the real, this is my first milestone moment, achieving 50 episodes. Your girlfriend has grown up here. I'm already thinking about the next 50. It's going to be bigger and better. For starters, I've listened to your feedback and I've incorporated it. And mostly it's really including you men. More in the dialogue and the conversation. How about that? I mean, it's time now to level up even more. And that's really how I'm going to motivate myself going forward. I see you. I see all of you. But I'm always up for taking suggestions. So feel free to hit me up, whether it's on social media or my email. Let's keep it moving. Because in case you missed it, last week's episodes were lit. Tuesday's episode was What Was I Thinking? And I know everybody listening has said this at least once in their lives. Agreed? But women, they went cray cray. They talked about relationships, poor decision making. And a lot of it was just poor decision making, if you ask me. But the point of it all is we all do it. We need to get over it and move past it. Then we had Morning Sip, which was the clapback episode where men spoke up and told us women, look, this is how you need to do better in a new relationship. So you need to check out that wisdom, both episode 49 and 50. But Girly Nation, are you ready to keep it 100? My hand is raised. How about yours?
Are you ready to keep it 100?
Ready to keep it 100, girl.
Oh, Nina, I keep it 100, baby.
Yes, I'm ready to keep it 100.
I'm ready to keep it 100, girl.
You know I'm going to keep it 100.
Today, I'm going to talk about this age-old question that never seems to go away. I mean, generation after generation, we're still talking about he pays versus she pays.
Where he's like, you know, we're going to go half. And then this was on the first date.
Oh, yeah, no.
I was like, okay. And that was a big deal breaker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, especially the first date.
Yeah.
But I don't think so. I think the guy should pay. I'm sorry. Just like they should kill the bug, the guy should pay for dinner.
We went out. My pockets never even, I don't even think I spent a dollar.
As we journey from our singleness to relationshipness, we go through good and bad and ugly dates, right? Some we need a rescue. Some, they just don't get a call back. But in any event, my father always told me, look, you need to have your own money in your pocket. So if that date ever was to go sour, you need to break away and call a taxi. Best advice. Still remember to this day. But let's flip the script a little bit. How about when it's that new boo and you're in that 0 to 6 month trial period, voyage, discovery, or you're just being tested? What precedents do we set with each other? Ladies? Guys? Because expectations on both sides get us in trouble. Should the man pay? Is he supposed to pay? He's supposed to pay. Ladies and gentlemen, lend me your ears. You're going to hear some of the expectations from both sides.
Nina asks.
You got mail.
And you answer.
All right, let's start with 0 to 1 month. The first few dates. This one guy doesn't like women who think men have to pay for everything. Okay, I'm listening. His suggestion was to go half or switch it up. She pays up and then he pays up. Lisa's divorced, single mother, and actively dating. And she gives the 2016 modern girl answer to the he pays or she pays.
During the course of time, I don't believe that there should be an expectation that every time you go out, he pays, unless he's balling. Like homeboy who drives a Maserati. Great. Wonderful, but that shouldn't even matter. If I'm working as well, and most likely in some cases the woman is doing better, I shouldn't feel bad if I want to help pay or even pay. I may want to take you out on a date, and it may not be your birthday. It may just be I want to treat you. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that's attractive. Damn, I think that's sexy, because that very same woman that takes that man out to dinner is taking control, and then that night she's the boss, and it's shoot play. Sometimes we got to role play. So, no, I don't think that's the case anymore.
But wait, there's more. He feels that there's no sense of responsibility, and in the long term, when you're trying as a couple to build together, there may not be that sense of an established togetherness going on, right? And if women don't offer, he makes a point to monitor and evaluate the overall situation to see, you know what, if he should continue the relationship or not. The Nina response to this is, well, personally, I will only offer when I see we are going somewhere as a couple. And I hate to say it, or even out of guilt. And I'm using guilt carefully here. It doesn't mean slutty guilt, you know, where I have to feel like I have to sleep with him to balance the scales. Don't get it twisted. This is where the guilt comes in. It's when I see the guy going out on a limb on a consistent basis, and I know it's gotta cost a lot of money. After all, I'm not a cheap girl. I like nice places, but I also like dives too, don't get me wrong. But don't take me to a burger or Chinese dive. You will be downgraded. I'm talking the eclectic ethnic dive type. The point is, it adds up, and it's not cheap. When all is said and done, especially if you're dating multiple women. I acknowledge all of that. I do, however, make the effort to return the appreciation. But I will say this, it is conditional.
Have I paid or split the bill in the past? Yes, I have. Unfortunately, I even actually paid for a dinner when I went out with a celebrity, but that was just because of ego, and don't ever let your ego pay for a bill, ladies. But I would have to say the worst offenders when I have been caught out have been people who have forgotten their wallet. And those have been VPs of banks. They've been Ivy Leaguers.
and they've been like those Hollywood types that are trying to impress. And, you know, they always seem to somehow forget their wallet and or some other type of kind of BS reason.
On that note, my girlfriend made the argument, if you plan it, you have to pay for it. I was like, I never ever thought of it that way before. In the next clip, you're going to meet Kimberly, who's in her 30s, divorced and dating. She introduces a new angle to this whole he pays, she pays thing.
To me, if I ask you to go out, then I have an intention on paying. If I ask you to go out, that's like me asking you to take, that's like me asking you to go to the Ritz. And then I buy lobster and filet mignon and buy bottles of wine and then expect you to pick up the check. It's like, I wouldn't have been here had you not invited me out.
Crystal is in her 40s and living the life of single dum-de-dum-dum.
Say on the subject of splitting the bill or paying for the bill, as a 41-year-old woman, I don't entertain it. But that's only because I went out with a guy in my early 20s who told me that if the bill is placed on the table, don't look at it, don't look towards it, don't look like look over it, just don't even act like it's there, because a guy should really treat a lady out.
Going Dutch is such a bad word. I mean, it even sounds ugly out of someone's mouth. I was only caught off guard once with going halvesies, and even on a first date. Cheap, cheap, cheap. And I say this because it manifests into other areas. Example, there was this guy, the same guy I'm talking about, who was like, bam, you know, you pay your half. This is the guy who maybe used half a paper towel instead of a whole one. And I was like, oh, what? Next.
I'm not gonna go Dutch unless, like, I've known you for a while and it takes me a long time to do
really?
That.
Really?
I'm not gonna do that until, like, we're deep in the relationship.
Well, I don't necessarily think of, like, going Dutch, but if I invite you out, and I guess I'm that way, period. So, like, if we're hanging out, like, oh, have you been to this new whatever restaurant that opened up? You know, blah, 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 blah. No, I haven't, you know, been there. Okay, well, let's go get something to eat. I intend on paying for it.
Lisa has something to say about then and now expectations of a first date.
Once upon a time, that would have been the case, that a man would be the breadwinner and pay when he takes a woman out, because women traditionally did not work or did not make as much. But that's where, I mean, what are we, 2016? We're both working. Even myself as a mom, I always feel like the first date, the man should pay. It's just a courtesy thing. It's, I don't know, it's a good look.
The biggest turnoffs are bill itemizers. In this next clip, you're going to hear why.
Because if you may not like it, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. It may not be your cup of tea, but that's just how I am. And most of my friends who I go out with, splitting the check is no big deal. We don't itemize, okay, you got this and I got that. All right, the check is $50. Here's 30, here's 30, and keep it moving. Where some people, they are those itemizer type of, well, I didn't get this and I didn't get that, so my piece is only 10.
Right.
It's only the two of us. Why scrutinize the bill? It's different when it's in a large group, right? But two people, it can only be so much.
I look at the bill, but I don't scrutinize it.
Yeah.
Because I know what I had. But it's, especially if it's only us two, it's like,
yeah,
there's not much to scrutinize.
Yeah, and normally I'll look at the total. Like, even when me and my roommate go out, I'll look at the total. And if the total seems high for, okay, she ordered entree, I ordered entree, and we got two appetizers, she got a drink. If the bill is higher than $70, hold up. Let me look and see exactly what's on here. Because I know usually when we go out, we'll spend between $50 and $70. That's typical for what we order. So if the bill came to $100, whoa.
Right.
Now I need to check and
right.
see what's on here.
Exactly.
Lisa will tell you the cheating ones, they're the ones that scrutinize the bill.
The cheap men are the ones, you can meet them on the first date. They're by where they're taking you, even looking like, even not be the first to pick up the bill. You can, there are clues that this is just that guy and this date needs to be over, or this just needs to be the date. And if you know, he comes out and he looks at you to pay, be a boss, pull out your money, pay your half, and call it a wrap. Hey, at least you ate.
Cheap, cheap, cheap.
How I feel when guys do that, it's like they're cheap. Do you think it's that they're cheap, or that maybe like something happened where, you know, they've been like, they've looked on their bill and it's like, hold up, we didn't get all this stuff. So, and maybe it happened so many times that they're like, I gotta check all the time now just to make sure there's not some extra stuff on there. Or it's like, oh, I thought that was happy hour. Why is it three times the price that the thing said it was?
Yeah, maybe you might have a point. Yeah, you might have a point why they're doing that.
Never go out with anybody who treats you like you are ordinary or less, people. Crystal keeps it real here. To you professional, yuppie, buppy men out there, when us women see our worth, we find it hard to stay around people who don't.
You know, after they forget their wallets, I sort of forget their numbers and their names. What is sort of interesting is that when my girlfriends and I are out to dinner, we always watch couples around us on dates, and we always like to see if the lady pays for the bill or not. And unfortunately, like 75% of the time, the lady ends up paying for the bill. And maybe it's an arrangement. We don't know the story. I like to make up stories in my head about things. But I always see the guy leaving with his doggy bag and the lady leaving with her Amex receipt. So, ladies, if you ask a guy out, I say, yes, maybe split the bill or, you know, treat him. But if a guy asks you out, no. Or if you're in a long-term relationship, maybe. But I don't think so. I think the guy should pay. I'm sorry. Just like they should kill the bug, the guy should pay for dinner. And you shouldn't split the bill.
Yes, I have expectations. And yes, I will admit to them all.
I could say this, that I only chip in because I know you've done it 90% of the time.
And but like, some people like that. I'm going to go for
it. You know,
like
I'll
that.
Do it. On 1 out of 10 times.
So you have an expectation.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, would you put that expectation out there off the break? I think that's something that... I don't know if all guys would think... Because to me, I honestly think that guys... And not so much that they won't pay, but just the offer. You know what I'm saying? Or just the...
I'll say I got the tip. At a minimum, I might say that. Like, the 9 times out of 10.
Okay.
Just because I think in the beginning...
But that's after they pick up the check?
Well, I think when I start dating you, mm-hmm. I'm not paying for shit.
Here's my logic.
Now, like, let's say, and I'm not... just mathematically, let's just say after 6 months, you know, we're official or what, you know. Right. Then I'll start chipping in. Like, I got the tip.
That is interesting.
Or, let me get this one.
And, you know, I think for me, that comes from the whole, still when I was in school, of not allowing. I used to always be like, oh, everything was Dutch, because I'm not going to let you pay and then
hold it over your head.
Exactly. And I think that definitely stayed with me for a long time.
I'm not finished yet. There's more, and I will explain myself even further.
No, I feel like... Unfortunately, like, that's your general role, is to provide, and you asked me out on a date, or your intentions.
See, like, yeah, you asked me out, so if you asked him out, so you would ask
but
him
out. But I would
out.
Never, I would never, so maybe this is my loophole.
No, you would never ask him out.
I would never ask him out. I would suggest what we could do if you asked me, and you're like, what
okay.
do you want to do? And
okay.
I'd be like, oh, I
well, really- then, yeah, so in that, I mean, yeah, in that case, using the whole, if I ask you to go out, then I would intend on paying. But if I was you, I would never be asking somebody to go out. So then that really would never, that situation would never come about because I wouldn't be asking you out. I got that. That makes sense.
Such the girly girl in me. Like, I'm not going to ask you out.
See, the thing about it is I never understood that because my mom would always But now, being older, my mom was the one who handled the money. So every time we would always go out, my mom would be the one who paid. And my dad said he remembered one time, I was like 7 or 8 years old, I asked, do you ever have any money? He was like, why do you ask that? I said, because mom is always paying. But it wasn't that mom was paying, because he was the one who had the job. It wasn't that mom was the one who was paying. It's just mom was the one who balanced the checkbook, right, and who had, you know, the credit card, or who had the checkbook, or who had the money, our spending money. She was the one who took care of the budget. So I never saw that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and like I always saw my father paying.
Right. So then, yeah, that would stick with you. Yeah, that definitely would stick with you.
Or, you know, even if, well, I don't know if this even counts, but he would never let me pay for anything. The only times I decided to chip in is because I feel guilty.
Really?
Oh, wow. And that's because he's been doing it all the time. And I feel like, but then I find other ways to kind of balance the scales.
Okay.
So like I might cook.
Okay.
So it's not always monetarily, like, when it comes to dinner, it might be like, okay, I got you.
Okay.
But then I think of like my whole dating episodes in my 20s. Like I think of my dating episodes and I'm just like, I never paid unless it was out of guilt.
Oh, wow.
Or if I was really in love with the one guy I was really in love with. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I even paid for anything.
So after comparing notes, it's obvious that Kim's dad and my dad have ingrained their guidance with the both of us. Even though both pieces of advice were different, the bottom line is they didn't want to find ourselves in a give it up situationship.
So I guess for me, I always saw my mom paying, and my dad ingrained in me of like not being in a situation. You always have your money to make sure that they don't use that as leverage, because I've gotten the call, you know, in the dorm room, and the dude will not take you home, that you don't know where you are. Yeah, bad situations that got me scared to where it's like, oh, well, I'm never gonna let nobody pay for anything.
What? Like, repeat those scenarios.
Like, they would go out with a guy.
Okay.
And they would pay. You know, the guy, because typically you go on a date, the guy pays, he drove, and he won't take her home because she's not trying to give up. So it's like, I'm gonna meet you there. You're not gonna pick me up. You're not paying for anything. Like, I would totally do that. Cause I'm like, I don't ever wanna be in that kind of situation.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. That was primarily in college.
Right.
So I don't know that a guy, I would hope. I don't know, but then there's just so many crazy people out there now that I'm just so paranoid about that kind of stuff.
Nina's purpose is to empower women to celebrate women's embarrassing moments. If you're too shy, nervous, or embarrassed to ask about sensitive girly stuff, you're in the right place. Kim has a slightly different trigger to mine. And she shares an example of how she offers to pay. Slow clap.
Oh, wow. Interesting. And it's wild though, but like now when we go out, I pretty much don't even look to pick up the check. But it's not, I'm normally not like that, but I don't even look to pick up the check. And then every once in a while, I'll be like, oh, I got it. Or like, but if I want to go to, like, I wanted to go to a concert and we were already dating, I think. I wanted to go to this concert and I would just buy 2 tickets anyway whenever I get tickets for something. And I had already bought the tickets. So I paid for the tickets. He paid for everything that night. He paid for parking. He paid for, you know, drinks. He paid for dinner. And I don't even think about offering.
Right.
Sometimes.
Huh. That's a change for you.
Yeah. But like if I ask him, like we were going to Cirque du Soleil's coming to town this summer. And I was like, are you interested in doing certain? So, like, I know that's not everybody's thing. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to get the tickets.
Lisa has another perspective. She puts it, he's not paying for my time. He's courting me. I'm not courting him. And furthermore, she's not paying for the D, girl. But I'll let her explain.
There's a way to watch what he's doing and see how he appreciates. If your pocket is the one always coming out, this is not the guy for you. And actually, if your pocket's always coming out, why are you still going out? Honey. You know when this is wrong. At this day and age, we shouldn't be paying for the dick. Seriously. And I said that. Yes, I did. I'm not paying for the dick. I'm paying for the date. I'm paying for what I want out of it.
Women have a turnoff for everything. But here's two of the biggest ones out of the 10.
I'll tell you what, I can spot, so two turnoffs when it comes to the bill is I can tell when a guy is cheap and
he doesn't grab it.
Or and it's only happened to me once. I mean, when you look at my record, if you want to call, where he's like, you know, we're going to go half. And this was on the first date.
Oh, yeah, no.
I was like, okay. And that was a big deal breaker.
Oh, yeah. Especially the first date.
Yeah. And then I could tell when a guy is cheap. And I don't know how many guys scrutinize the bill. But I'm like, you know what you ordered. You ate it. Why would you scrutinize the bill?
Like, I mean, unless there was a discrepancy, like we went to the concert and we had ordered an appetizer and then our meals came out. So I would just like, you know, make sure when the check comes that she didn't put, that the appetizer's not on there. Cause like you're clearly about to pay for something that we did not get.
Yeah.
But yeah, besides that.
Okay, so if you're double checking for those reasons, then that's legit. But every time.
So, which brings me back to the focus of this episode, right? Are you guys supposed to pay?
Every once in a while, you know, to offer or be like, oh, you know, I'll put, you know, I have $20 I can help put in on whatever. And he's like, no, okay, I got it. I think it shows, I think you're just, it's a psychological type of thing of showing. It's not like I'm just ordering up all the most expensive stuff on the bill and just expecting you as out of obligation. That's what you're supposed to do.
But then I think there's some guys that are just like, you're not, this is what I'm supposed to do.
No, there are some, because the last guy I dated, he was like, he was like, no, a guy is always supposed to pay all the time no matter what. And I was like, that's interesting. I've never had anybody say that. Yeah. Or even have that as an opinion.
Yeah.
That his expectation that he would always pay no matter what.
And I think, like, in Caribbean culture...
And that's where his background is from.
Yeah.
So maybe that's where that comes from.
I think so, okay. Because they almost are, like, offended. You don't bring that up.
Okay.
It's like...
Yeah, his background, his family is from Tortola.
Okay.
In Anguilla.
Okay.
So maybe that's where that comes from. I never thought, till you just now said that, I never thought about that.
I can't say never, but the norm, you will never see a female... paying.
Yeah.
It, unless it's a group, obviously, everybody puts in their share, but, And maybe, you know, that's probably where I get it from. It's like, I just don't have that in me to even...
That's so funny!
Let's go back to college for a second, because it's a known fact, full disclosure, guys are a meal ticket, and especially when we catch on to dating older guys, even guys off campus. Trust, that's another meal ticket.
But then when I think about being in college, like the whole reason you went on dates was free food.
See, I didn't think about it. And you know, it's interesting. I read an article where this woman, she basically just went out. She used online dating as a way to get free food. She lived in New York. She just used online dating as a way to just get free meals. I was like, I would never even think that.
I would not go that far.
I would never even think that. I would never think of going out with this person is basically get free meals.
Yeah, that's not my strategy in life.
Kim talks about her college experiences and expectations and how it parallels with what her dad was saying to her about her upbringing.
College, I understand, because we're all starving, you know? We all don't have money, and we use guys as that.
But see, I guess to me, I'm thinking we're both broke. So it's not fair for me to have the expectation that you pay for everything. We're both broke.
I know, but...
But that's just me and my, you know, that was just how I was. And also that I don't want to be trapped somewhere because you paid $10 for a Guthrie chicken box. Now you think that you can get something for it.
That's what my dad always said. When you go on these dates, make sure, well, he didn't give me the whole story, but his point was make sure you have money to get home.
Mm-hmm. Money to pay for your part, money to pay for yourself, and money to get home.
Well, he didn't care. Well, he didn't mention like the food part, but just in case something where you need a jet and you're not relying on his ass, just make sure you could just hop in a taxi and get home.
He would be very attentive. And I mean, we went out, my pockets never even, I don't even think this went a dollar. He was very attentive. Seemed very genuine, everything.
Now let's move on. How do we meet them halfway, ladies, or not? We now understand where the ideas come from, what happened in college, and our biggest turnoff. But now, Kim explains to me what guys have told her. And also, the biggest piece of advice was to offer. But I'll let her explain.
But I actually have talked to different guys in my question. Like, do you feel any, some, you know, kind of way when, if she doesn't pay? And most of them say, at least offer. Like, they intend on paying for it, but they don't want the person to be like a, they feel like it's an obligation, as opposed to feeling appreciative that they're doing it. Not, as opposed to being all like, oh, that's your job, that's what you're supposed to do. And so maybe it's just a,
so what?
It's something to kind of, I don't know, I don't necessarily want to say like stroke their ego, but make, it's more of a being appreciative that they're paying, as opposed to that's what you're supposed to do.
Help me understand. Am I being set up for a no here? Why bother? My point is, if I know he's going to turn it down, then why even go there and offer?
So I'm supposed to offer up and then you're just knowingly going to turn me down?
Not necessarily, but some of them, they, I guess, just do. I don't know. Like, if me and Ed go out, and I'll be like, oh, I got the bill because, I mean, you paid the last 5 times. And he's like, no, it's okay. I got it. Sometimes I'll fight it. Sometimes I won't.
So now the conversation transitions to the difference between appreciation and obligation. And it's important for us women to show our appreciation versus making the guy feel like he's always obligated to pay. And Kim, I guess you could say, educates me on this difference.
Now I actually come across more guys, I think now that I'm older, who say they feel that the guy should pay, like as part of that role. However, I think a majority of them want to feel appreciated for doing it, because it's like, you don't have to. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got a job just like I got a job. And hell, you make more money than I do.
It's not. But
it's a thing of having, but it's a thing, I think, of showing it as appreciation as opposed to out of obligation.
So if this was just as new to you as it was to me, then listen up to this next part of our conversation where we go into how to make him feel appreciated, more so Kim.
You have to earn appreciation.
I don't agree with.
Meaning, I'm not gonna do that until like date number 15.
But you can still be appreciative of somebody do. Like, for example, whenever, and even now, whenever me and Ed hang out, and we're official, I always, like, you know, thank you for coming over. Thank you for, you know,
okay,
hanging out with me.
That's standard.
And it's like, but I think that plays in, because men, you know, they're all sensitive. So it plays into making them feel like they're
affirmation, like
doing that man thing, as opposed to just being like, oh, that's your job, that's what you're supposed to do. Because then they just feel like, maybe they're not necessarily like they're being used, but
they're just a machine. They're supposed to do this.
As opposed to like, okay, it makes me feel like she feels like I'm being a man, or she feels like I'm doing whatever, taking care, not taking care of her or providing for her, or I don't know. Men are just,
I take that back because I will always say thank you.
Okay.
But if this is something that's going on, great. There's nothing wrong with that. Even with guy Freddy, the Maserati guy, I want to take him out. And that's something I want to do for him. And I want to pay. Like, I actually would be bothered if he even tried to. This is my date. Because later on, I'm taking control. So nothing wrong with that. Actually, I think it could be kind of sexy when a woman offers to help out too. Majority of the time, it should be the man. I mean, in the end of the day, he is courting you, but there's nothing wrong with a woman assisting or paying the bill. That's what we do. We go out with our girls, we pay our bills.
So now that you've decided to offer, the next cue is for the "Are you sure?" question that guys are going to ask you just to double check. To show my softer, appreciative side, I give Kim examples of when I offered and why.
I honestly think that most guys would feel some kind of way if she doesn't even offer. Mm-hmm.
So the one time, now you brought me back to a place, the one time that I did offer, they said, "Are you sure?" Almost like you don't have to, like that was mm-hmm. the tone and the voice.
Yeah.
And I insisted, it was only ice cream, but I was like, no, mm-hmm. I got it.
Yeah, I mean, like, Ed definitely, he does that every time I offer. He's like, no, it's fine, I got it. I'm like, no, it's, let me do it.
But I've never had a guy say, okay.
No, I've never had it. What, like, when you offer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I honestly think that's why I think it's more psychological than anything. I don't think it really is a thing of they want you to pay.
It's like a hesitancy,
yeah, you don't it's, have and to. It's exactly, and it's a like, are you, are you sure? And you're like, no, it's okay. I think for them, it shows that same thing I go to. They're appreciative of that. It shows to a man that you're appreciative of him paying pretty much every time that you go out to even just offer.
So I'm a little embarrassed that I came off sounding a little hardcore one-dimensional, but I'm not, people, I'm not. This conversation showed me and opened me up to other points of view. My culture and upbringing plays a major influence. Additionally, my dad never allowed me to pay for anything. And I think that's really where it starts and that's where it comes from. And you can't fault me for that. At a minimum, I've always said thank you for my meal. And you know what? I've eventually returned the offer at some point, but trust me, it's not gonna happen between 0 and 10. It might not be right away, but just be clear, the message that I got from this conversation is to always offer something. Make sure it's genuine and it's coming from a good place, and be prepared to follow through. Your contribution is based on what you can give or what you're willing to, whether it's a fraction of the bill, the tip, the entire bill, or even a future date. What this means to most guys that I'm realizing or have realized is that you're trying. It has nothing to do with the money. It's the feeling of affirmation and being appreciated. For starters, here's how I strategize it all. Listen to his likes and dislikes. That's key, because you have insight to what he's not good at if he chooses to share. But sometimes you could pick it up in the conversation. This will give you the leverage you need to take him out of his comfort zone, ladies, or even fill in those gaps, because it's a balancing act of your strengths, his weaknesses, and vice versa. You just gotta know how to push and pull those two together. But there's creative ways to achieve this, and I'm gonna give you up to 5 to ponder and try. Okay, so we are the girlfriends that would do everything in our power to keep you happy. Number 1, play up your strengths and use them. Remember I talked about strengths and weaknesses and figuring out that balancing act. For instance, you might be a good cook and you throw down a slamming breakfast or even dessert. Use that as an offer. Number 2, if you know he likes a certain brand of liquor, then, buy it. An offer like a happy hour at your place, whether it's before or after dinner. That's another offer you could afford. Number three, plan a day trip where you offer to drive. Look for that convertible. Drive to a beach, maybe an event, or just to go for a long walk. Fall season is here, and there's a lot of pretty foliage about to happen. Number four, go to a sporting event and make him wear that baseball cap, maybe that jersey, and make it kind of like a teaming kind of date. Or number five, follow places or events on Instagram or Twitter. This will give you insight to last minute shows, last calls, concert, play information, and bam, you can invite him to go. And that wraps up another episode of the Keep It 100 Girls Show. Your go-to girlfriend is here to empower you every week, ladies. We celebrate embarrassment, self-love, and those life lessons that make you go, sheesh. Life is too short. Don't worry about stupid people and stupid things. Have fun, regret nothing, and don't let people and the worst of people bring you down. The fact that you all are open, vulnerable, and honest with me is a true testament of what Keep It 100 really means. But wait a minute, before you go, I want you to do two things. If you like this episode or any other ones, kindly leave me a rating and 5-star review on iTunes or Stitcher. I rely on it a lot because it helps me stand out from the crowd and helps women, and even you men, understand us better. Don't forget, tune in on Friday for my Keep It 100 moment. If you like my style and my episode, spread the good word using the handle at Nina Babel. Share my podcast on social, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and my Facebook Keep It 100 Girl page. If you want to share your story, drop me a line, question, story request, or pitch your own, then use my direct email address, ask@ninababel.com. Smooches!